What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another Rant, Rave, and Review. Yes, Sleepy Hollow. You heard the tunes. We're going to be talking about Friday night's episode called Kindred Spirits that aired on Fox. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken, a fellow Sleepy Hollow fan. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hello, Sleepyheads. I'm so excited to talk about this episode.
First, before we get into last night's episode, I do have a comment left on my Audioboom channel from last week's episode from Twilight Chick. Mm-hmm. You know who she is, correct?
Yes, I do. She's been listening to the VRO for years.
That's what
I think when we first actually started.
That's what I hear. So she left a comment on my page for the 2 weeks episode, Incident at Stone Manor, mm-hmm. episode 11. This is what she had to say about episode 11. I agree with you both. This episode was really great. It was a definite 10 out of 10. I, too, would love to see Betsy Ross cross over into this world. I am with Amy on the Crane Abbey thing to make sure them a couple. I think it think will just ruin it. So she's not a fan of seeing them as together. And then she put in parentheses, "Sorry, but I could be wrong." Still, overall, this episode kicked butt in every way. So that's what she said.
I agree with her. They should not get together.
Oh, whatever. All right, so we'll see.
Can I say something? Can we start and let me ask you a first question?
Yes, let's do it. We're going to talk about Kindred Spirits now.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
So your man's back. Your man is back in this episode. You love this character so much.
I don't want to talk about it. You know what? And when you, because everybody that's listening, Amy had tweeted me yesterday and was like, "Can't wait to, you know, you might see it." And I hadn't had a chance to see it on Friday night. So I watched it today, you know, and my son was asleep. And, you know, I'm all into it. I'm like, "Kindred, yeah!" And I'm all pumped. And then I was like, "Holy shit, a Kindred! Yeah!" And then at the freaking end of this episode, freaking the Hidden One's like, "Oh, I'm so mad because no one listens to me and I got no power." And he splashed the water. I'm like, "How stupid is that?" And then all of a sudden, freaking Kindred and the Kindreds blow up. I was so freaking mad. I mean, I sent a tweet out.
Is that what made you mad?
Yes.
Really, that?
Yes.
The whole freaking, "Oh, I need to find love" made me mad.
Well, you know what? I mean, I have my notes about Pandora and the hidden one, but the end, I mean, this whole episode, I mean, I got the Kindred and then he speaks too. We didn't get it. He didn't speak before, you know? So I thought it was dope. I loved the whole Frankenstein reference kind of thing. He wanted a mate, and I, you know, and was coming for the Hidden One and then got sidetracked. I saw nothing wrong with that. I thought it was a badass episode until, if anybody follows me on Twitter, go to my, or just go to my tweet when I typed, when I talked about that part there. And I did a little image of a little girl pissed off. That's me. I'm pissed off. Because
I'm actually running over to look because I've been gone for most of the day.
Yeah, go on there. You can see my tweet. But yeah, I mean, I was and then when I finished, I was like, and then I rewound it. I watched it again. I was like, wait, maybe he survived it. Maybe his body will come back together. But he looks pretty blown up. And I'm pretty pissed off because
I kind of knew that was coming when the building, like, I was like, "Oh, he's going to get stuck in there." And then Lady Kindred is going to be running
now,
and they're going to like hold each other. And I mean, it kind of going to go everywhere.
I mean, it was like almost like Frankenstein, you know.
The little girl's scary.
You saw that little girl? You see, that was me during that time. I was pissed. So yes, the Kindred. I mean, the Kindred's just badass. So you didn't like the fact the Kindred was trying to find love.
No, this felt like a Valentine's Day episode. They should have played this last week.
That would have been cool. That would
that's what it felt like to
that
me.
That would have made more sense.
Because you got Crane and
Zoe.
Zoe, who, oh my God, she should have died.
Whoa. Why would she say about Zoe?
You know I don't like the girls that are like, "Why don't you call me blah, 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 blah."
Oh, but you know what? You shouldn't even be talking like that. You don't even have a boyfriend. All right? So let's just stop. Okay? Just don't even pick on Zoe. Zoe had every reason to be pissed off. Okay?
She was ghosted by Crane. Who cares?
You know, I mean, she had every right. They were an item. And you remember, they were getting close. And we, and you know as well as I do, we were like, you know what? Crane needs to relieve himself. Maybe he needs to get a little sum-sum. He's just been stressed with his ex-wife. And then he winds up dissing this, which I know people are listening right now, probably like, we had to find Abby. I get it. But he could have texted or called. I'm totally on Zoe's side.
Have you ever been ghost, Mike?
I don't even know what ghost is.
It's I've heard when somebody completely disappears from your life.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
No. I've ghosted, but I don't think, I can't remember.
Oh, you have. You're so mean.
Oh, when I was younger, I ghosted all, I was like Ghostbusters 1, 2, 3.
But when you were younger, I mean, they didn't have cell phones.
No, we didn't. So, you just had to call.
Yeah.
Or page. That's how I go back. Pagers.
They had landlines.
Yes.
For those young people.
I go back to rotary phones. That's how I go back.
Oh, dude. Oh, did you guys have like the party line?
Yes, we did have a party line. Yes. I feel like I feel like
everybody go Google party line and you'll know what we're talking about. Yes. Wait, don't Google that because it might be something totally different now.
Oh yeah, it might be totally different now. Yeah, it definitely is. But going back to the episode, Zoe. But you know, it did kind of bother me just for the show itself when you know, Crane is like, "I'll be right back. I'll get the music paper," and then he goes, and then Zoe's there, and then he knows. Crane knows that the freaking Kindred is about to wake up. He's got his team. That's what that bothered me about this episode, because like this whole time you've been searching for Abby. You've been, you know, you're almost confessing your love for her. It's just all
the annoying ex-girlfriend shows up.
No, no, not even that. The annoying girl well, she wasn't annoying. She was a cool chick, but meanwhile, you're sitting here trying to debate with this girl and argue with her while all this shit's going down. And I thought that was cheesy. I thought that was dumb. Like, I could have done it something different. Like, he could have ran back in the tunnel and she could have saw him, and then she goes in there and then she gets in the middle of it. But to have them arguing and then all of a sudden the Kindred hears them arguing and then goes over there, I was just like, really, Crane? Like, your mind all this time has been on Abby and the team, and I don't know. It seemed cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it would have come together better on Valentine's.
I think it would have. I would have been like, oh, okay, they're using a Valentine's Day episode. This is why it's all cheesy love, everybody trying to find their mate. Even the Joe and Ginny's like, well, you know, I care about you and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that was just dumb. I don't like their love crap. I don't care. And especially the Hidden One and Pandora when they're sitting there talking about their crap. I even put it in my notes. Where did I put it here? I don't care about Super Evil Dude and Pandora's story. I really don't.
I don't either. But that was like an abusive relationship again, because he was telling her, oh, you're powerful, blah, 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 you're beautiful, blah.
I mean, she was hinting like, it'd be great to have my power back. And he's like, no, that's not going to happen. Not right now. I am the Hidden One. So, yeah. And then he's pissed off, and then he kills, you know, kills Mai. He just hates on the Kindred and the Kindress. I was so pissed.
It would have been cool if the Kindress was Betsy Ross.
No, that would not have been, because then Betsy Ross would be dead.
I would have liked it then.
Stop it. So what else? I'm trying to think. Reynolds confesses his love for Abby. And it seemed like Abby just brushed it off a little bit. You know, she wasn't really into it.
It's because she loves Crane.
Who?
Abby.
So you admit she likes Crane?
Yes, I just don't want to see it.
Oh, my gosh. See, I knew I was right the whole entire time. Yeah, there was a lot of love. A lot of love in this episode. Now that you're right, yeah, this would have been a better episode for Valentine's week.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, because everyone was trying, either confessing, feeling. It was definitely a love thing. Now, it could be just evolving around the Kindred, but now it was all about love.
Yep.
It was a hidden message. I don't know.
What's love got to do with it?
No. I like the episode a lot. It was old school Sleepy Hollow. I'm not going to lie, though. I'm going to tell you something. When I did get excited and giggles, and I peed a little bit, when the Kindred, he stops and he snaps his finger and you hear the horse, I was like, oh, this is fucking Horde of the Horsemen. It's coming. and it's just a regular brown horse.
Yeah, I got excited too, and I was like, "Oh, Mike!" And then I was like, "Ugh."
Yeah, it was cool how he did it, and then he was like, "Yeah." And then I just felt like the Kindred was talking to all of us and said, "Haha, I fooled all you bitches. It's just a regular horse."
Yeah.
And then the brown horse comes and he rides off.
So, what did you think about the opening?
I love the opening. I actually put a great start. The Kindred is back. I liked it.
I really liked the opening, too. I think that was maybe my favorite part. At first, I was like, wait, are we watching, you know, Law & Order SVU? And then I was like, okay, yeah, I like it now.
Yeah, I don't watch that show.
Especially when he killed the girl.
Yeah, when he went at the very beginning, I was like, yes, sweet. That was dope. And then I just knew that we were going to get a lot of them. And we did, you know, and it was cool. So I was happy until the very end.
So are you happy that it was, you know, him and he came back for, basically he came back for love? And not just
fighting for something. Well, I think he came for, the whole reason he came was because the beacon, so it was the hidden one in Pandora, and then somewhere he just got sidetracked, you know, and I like that because I was already going to get pissed off because I can't stand the hidden one in Pandora. So I was like, man, he's going to be fighting for them. That's going to suck balls. And then sidetracked, I was like, yeah. And then when he was leaving, I was like, "Sweet!" I was like, "Yeah, he's happy finally now," because it was just so cool. I think my favorite part, not only just seeing the Kindred in the episode, but I really enjoyed when the Kindred is chasing one group and the other one's chasing, and they see each other, and he bends down in courts, and then he grabs her hand. I really enjoyed that whole part. The music, it was just. I mean, everybody was like, what the hell is going on here? But it was just really cool how that was. That's probably my favorite part, is when they met face to face. And of course, you know, he touched her face, and then he thought that he was going to think that she was he was ugly, and then she kissed him. It was cool, you know? So I liked it. Plus, I think Derek Mears, do you know who he is?
No.
How do you not do that? He's been in lots of horror movies, but
you know I'm bad with names.
But he played in the original, reboot of Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, and I had a chance to meet him at the last Comic-Con I was at when I was emceeing at the booth, and I saw him walking clear across by the Nickelodeon booth, and of course I had the microphone, so I was not going to let this get away because he's like, da-da-da, he played, you know, Jason Voorhees. So I screamed on the microphone. I yelled for him, and he waved, and I was like, come here. And he came over to the booth, and I took a picture with him. He is really tall. Oh, yeah. So I'm looking at his Derek Mears, and he played. He's an actor in L.A.'s Fox's Sleepy Hollow, Friday the 13th, 09, Jason Voorhees, Dead Snow 2, Predators, Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, and then, you know, but he's been in a bunch of movies. He's just huge. And I think he was also in The Hills Have Eyes, I believe.
Nice.
But, yeah, it was good.
Every time you bring up Comic-Con, though, I get pissed.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there, I don't think.
That's why I get pissed.
Yep. The con can't handle all this.
No, they can't.
Yeah, so overall, I love the episode. Okay, so let's see here. Scale 1 to 10, what'd you give it?
I give it a 5.
You're not serious.
I'm serious. I did not like this episode.
Okay, people that are listening right now are probably thinking, what are you smoking? Because it sounded like you liked this episode.
No, I didn't like this episode.
Because of all the love stuff.
Yeah.
It's because you're bitter because you're single.
I mean,
that's, you don't have a boyfriend. I can understand that.
I'm not. You know who you're
acting
though.
You know who you're acting like right now?
Oh my God, don't you dare.
You're acting
don't
like
you dare.
You're acting like
don't
the
you dare. Don't you dare.
You're acting like the hidden one right now. That's who you're, that's who you're acting like right now, okay? And you just want to smash everybody's love. That's why you're talking crap about everybody's love, because you are the hidden one. That's what it is.
Okay.
I figured it out. So you give this episode a 5.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I thought it was going to be more of like action and like fighting and killing people, but
there was action.
Love.
Oh God. Yeah. You're bitter. no, I give this a really good 8. Just for the fact that I would have loved to see the Kindred fight some stuff, because I loved it when he was fighting the horsemen and all that other crap.
Uh-huh.
That was really dope. But other than that, I give it an 8. I mean, this episode was old school, and it definitely makes you think. I mean, we all thought it was going to be action-packed, and it went to a totally different, you know, different it curved on us.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. That was cool.
I really did like the whole hidden room symbol stuff.
I know you did, but you still gave it a five. You still gave it a five.
Yeah.
Yeah, you suck. All right. Well, I think that's it for us, right?
Yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah, because you didn't really like this episode.
No.
Jeez, you're so whack. Just tell everybody where they can find you.
I honestly didn't think you were going to like it.
Really?
Yes.
What?
I really thought you were not going to like this episode.
That's because I'm married and I'm in love, so I have no problem with all this stuff. You are bitter, like the hidden one, so of course you're gonna hate on love.
Yep. It's See? Me. It's me. I like the broken hearts.
Or something. I don't know. All right. You could be the hidden one for Halloween next year.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Good luck on that. So tell people where they can find you and stalk you and tell you that you're a hater of love.
Hater of love. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Amy VRO. You can go over to Instagram. It's Amy McCracken. If you want everything for Variety Radio Online, that is my website. And you can go over to thevro.com. We have a Twitter, Variety Radio Online. We have Instagram, YouTube. We have it all. Every social media we got.
Sweet. That's where you can find her and stalk her and tell her she's a hater of love.
Hater of love.
For me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iwatchmike on Facebook, and of course my blog, iwatchmike.com. And here, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. You can find this show, plus we just started recapping The Walking Dead. Fear of the Walking Dead's coming back soon. I just laid down a new Flash and the original, so I'm doing stuff there as well. I actually talk about the VRO because some of our fellow podcasters, Kristen and Keisha.
Francie and Keisha.
They do the originals. And of course, you can listen to theirs, people, but they're not as good as mine because they're all like, oh, we love Cammy and Cammy's so great.
It's true.
I want that bitch to die already, but that's a whole different story. But you can hear my feelings on that subchannel right over there called The Originals Recap Show. But that's it for us. Everybody have a great weekend. Great Sunday. We'll be back next Saturday to recap the next episode of Sleepy Hollow. And maybe, people, Amy will like this one.
Maybe. Who knows? Tune in to find out.
Oh, God. We'll definitely see. Leave comments. Thanks for the retweets and the follows. And we'll be back next week. Okay, say goodbye, Amy, hater of love.
Bye.
Hater of love. You're never gonna find a boyfriend.
Who cares?
Hater of love!